Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Speaking of reopening, napapalampit na nga po ang pagtatapos ng mahabang lockdown sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Australia. Ngunit habang tinanggap o bukas ang mga komunidad sa plano, di maiiwasang makaramdam ang marami ng tinatawag na reopening anxiety. Narito ang ulat mula kay Julia Carr-Catzel na isinalin sa ating wika. Si Richard Daniel ang manager ng isang cafe sa Sydney North. Aniya, nababalisa siya sa tuluyang pagbukas ng estado ngayong Lunes, October 11. Bilang may-ari ng negosyo, tungkulin ni Richard at ng kanyang staff na tanggihan ang mga di-bakunadong customer sa ilalim ng bagong public health order. Aniya, ilan sa kanyang mga customer ay ayaw magpabakuna.
Because some of the customer that's we know that they don't want to get vaccinated, but since they are regular, I don't know how to explain, but we try to explain, but it's just like they keep shouting at us that it's not right. That's because that's my choice that I want to get vaccinated or not. So it's really hard. Yeah, it's really concern us. That's what we trying to work out right now, but yeah.
Nahaharap sa multang $5,000 ang mga negosyo na bigong sumunod sa public health order. Ayon naman sa psychologist na si Miranda Cashin mula sa non-profit National Youth Mental Health Foundation na Headspace, maiiwasan ang pagkabalisa kung mayroong plano at isa na dito ang paghahanda sa iyong mga staff at katrabaho.
Coming up together with what your lines are going to be that you're going to tell people if there is confrontation, because that preparation will help you with some of that anticipatory anxiety in the moment. Having a space where you can debrief with your co-workers or managers around some of those interactions. And while they're going to be very unpleasant in the moment, if they get unpleasant, knowing it's not about you, it's the other person is most likely experiencing some level of anxiety that is then coming out as aggression, and recognizing it's not about you even though it feels super uncomfortable.
Samantala, magtatapos naman ang lockdown sa Victoria sa ika-26 ng Oktubre. Tiniis ng mga taga-Victoria ang 245 days na lockdown simula ng pandemya. Sabik na ang mga tao na makapag-beach, mag-road trip, mag-chill sa pub at makihalubilo sa kaibigan at pamilya. Ngunit babala ni Ms. Cashin, habang exciting ang kalayaang matagal nang hinihintay, marami ang makakaranas ng ibang level ng pagkabalisa.
And anxiety is will manifest in situations that are uncertain. And at the moment, our world is very uncertain. And it is that general sense of worry around what might happen in the future, I suppose. What will happen? How will I cope? What will that look like? And can manifest in that physical sense of those symptoms we get, where you get sort of the butterflies in the stomach or the physical tension, as well as the worries of what will happen, how will I cope, what that might look like.
Kalakip ng pagbukas ng bansa, kakailanganin ng publiko na mag-adapt sa mga panibagong public health orders at amendments. Kailangan suriin at sundin ang mga polisiya sa mga lugar na pupuntahan, kabilang ang mask policy, ventilation at vaccination level. Maninibago din ang ilan sa face-to-face interaction, ani Ms. Cashin.
It's normal to kind of be having these feelings because we've been in such a strange reality for such a long time, and recognizing we haven't had a lot of social contact. So it's going to take time to build that relational muscle up again, in a sense, because we just haven't even used that. It's different conversing with our friends online.
Ang 70-80% double dose vaccination ay nag-aalok ng substansyal na proteksyon mula sa COVID-19. Ngunit marami ang takot na maipasa ang virus sa mga di-bakunado, tulad ng mga kabataan o mga di-bakunado dahil sa kanilang kalusugan. Ayon kay Ms. Cashin, mahalaga na bumuo ng personal boundaries at sabihin ito sa iba.
be really clear yourself, I guess, on what you're comfortable doing sort of health-wise or restrictions-wise, because that's going to help you then be able to navigate what social invitations you say yes to or how you might have conversations with people in your life. So if for the minute you're only comfortable to have picnics, being clear, okay, that's my limit, that's my boundaries, and whatever that looks like is perfectly fine for everyone, because we're all going to have different boundaries.
At dahil sanay na mag-work from home ang karamihan at may mga rutina sa bahay, maaaring mabalisa din sila.
And then for those that do have social anxiety or are on that more social anxiety spectrum, there it's probably been a space that is slightly comfortable at the moment because no one's socializing. There's no sense of missing out because we all are. And that sense of, okay, well, now I have to go out and be in the world. And are my friendships going to be the same? What's changed? How am I going to be? What if I don't want to hang out, but then I'm going to then be the one that's not going out versus everyone else? So there's be a lot of complex things that will be coming up for people over the next couple of weeks.
Sinabi din ng dalagitang si Ms. Honan na dinadahan-dahan lamang niya ang pagtanggap ng mga commitment.
Some friends have already booked out pubs and there's birthday parties that are coming up and all these events. So I'm trying to really manage how much I commit to from the get-go. I've been having regular check-ins with my manager, so I think that will continue as we ease back into office life.
Samantala, dagdag ni Ms. Cashin, mahalaga na huwag i-pressure ang sarili.
Nice. This is normal. We're all going to be feeling some level of this at some point. So being kind to yourself, because then adding on those extra things of, oh, this is silly to think like this, or other people aren't thinking like this, is only going to make you feel worse. So recognizing it is normal, it's expected after this time. And also being kind to yourself in the sense of going slow. So it's okay to build up those connections again and that relational energy again. We don't have to suddenly be going out every night or every day and catching up sort of like we've been in a drought. We can go slow.
Bagamat medyo balisa, excited namang tumanggap muli ng customer ang cafe manager na si Richard Daniel.
I'm very excited actually. That's because I miss the moment when people like enjoying their coffee, you know, and then enjoying their food and everything, yeah, and then have a chit chat. Yeah, so it's like exciting feeling, yeah.
Para sa health at support measures tungkol sa COVID-19, sa ating wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.